It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, September 17th. I'm Jay Gabler, accepting that we may just never know whether or not Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are actually married. There have been so many social media hints this way, that way. It's just unknowable.
It goes into these multiple timelines, Jay. They're married at least somewhere out there.
In some universe. They are both married and not married.
Exactly. At the same time. And this is Jade. And coming up, I have a story about a concert security staff crossing the line and creating chaos at a show in China.
And we'll also have a story about concerns that the venue in your town a band chooses to play may be determined by the venue they want to play literally on the other side of the world. But first, some of today's top music headlines. Paul McCartney has his first number one album since Ronald Reagan's first term. And to do it, he knocked Eminem out of number one.
Get it. I'm all for this.
Paul McCartney has a new album called Egypt Station that debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, knocking Eminem's surprise new album Kamikaze out of the top spot. And this is really a matchup, the kind of matchup that we're seeing very often at the top of the album charts these days, where you've got a massive streaming artist, in this case Eminem, racking up big streaming numbers, but going up against a legacy artist, in this case Paul McCartney, who sells a ton of albums in part because he bundles them with concert tickets.
Smart.
But however it happened, it's exciting news for Paul McCartney fans. He's not hit the top of the album charts since 1982's Tug of War. It's the album maybe best known for the hit Stevie Wonder collaboration, Ebony and Ivory. Speaking of that Eminem Kamikaze album, you may have noticed that the cover riffed on the cover of the Beastie Boys classic License to Ill, and the Beastie Boys have now talked about that similarity.
Yeah, I was dying to know if they actually signed off on this because it is nearly identical.
Yeah, not only did they not sign off on it, they said in a recent podcast interview on the Strumbo show that they had no advance notice. And Mike D says his phone just started blowing up with texts when Eminem's album dropped.
Wow, is that some sort of creative intelligence sort of, you know, copyright issue, or is it just a faux pas?
Possibly it could be, but in this case, it sounds like both Mike D and Ad Rock appreciate Eminem's work, and they took it as a compliment, so they're not going to get litigious about it. My question is, who are all these people who have Mike D's number and think you're going to be the first one to point out to him that the new Eminem album cover is a riff on License to Ill? We talked about DJ Khaled rolling out a furniture line recently, and you may or may not have been wondering who would be the next music celebrity to debut their own furniture line.
Who, Jay? Who? Who has their next line?
Well, Rihanna tells Women's Wear Daily she would like to release a furniture line.
I'm already in.
She said, quote, I need time to drop something. So it's cogitating in Rihanna's mind right now. What song would you hope a piece of Rihanna furniture would be based on?
I'm just going to go with Better Have My Money. Because while she's thinking about it, I'm going to start stockpiling my money so that I can immediately buy all of it.
I think I might want the work desk.
All right, so I have a pretty big story. It's been hitting all of the big news stations lately. Dua Lipa, she's the popular singer who brought us some new rules. Well, she was brought to tears, actually, during her show in Shanghai in China on September 12th. According to several sources at the show, about midway through her performance, the venue's security staff created this really chaotic environment. They were grabbing concert goers and sort of dragging them out, and nobody really knew for sure what was going on. And later, it seemed to be that those specific audience members were chosen to be kicked out because they were holding up rainbow flags. And, you know, a lot of these articles have noted that homosexuality isn't illegal in China, but LGBTQ groups are still reportedly facing persecution in China. So this is actually a pretty big deal. And Dua Lipa, she sent out this message on her social media after the show saying, "Last night I did it for my fans. It was a promised show. I stood by them, sang with them, danced with them. I will stand by you all for your love and belief, and I am proud and grateful that you feel safe enough to show your pride at my show." And apparently the local police agree, because two of those security guards who had argued with and actually beat members of the audience during her show have been given a 10-day detention, and the security company they work for has been ordered to take steps to prevent other incidents like this happening in the future. Don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling because he's drunk
and alone. Too. Don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. AEG, massive promoter, has just ended a policy that was forcing acts to play at the Staples Center in LA if they wanted to play the O2 Arena in London.
Wow, that is shenanigans. Yeah.
So this practice was known as block booking. And, you know, so the Staples Center is run by AEG, and basically AEG was using their leverage as owner of the O2 Arena, which is a very desirable venue in London, to say, okay, you want to play here? You have to play there. So AEG has now ended the practice, and they say they only started doing it in the first place because of a practice by their competitor called Azov MSG, which was supposedly telling acts that acts couldn't play at Madison Square Garden in New York if they chose to play the Staples Center instead of the Forum in LA.
This is so bonkers. This is all of that behind the scenes puppetry that you just don't expect, or that shouldn't exist in a world of rock and roll and music. It kind of makes me feel grimy and dirty just hearing about it.
Yeah, you hate to think that where a band or an artist would play in your town would be somehow determined by where they wanted to play at a totally unrelated city that might be in a totally different country. But when you get these massive companies owning venues around the world, it's going to make sense that they're going to be tempted to use that leverage. The block booking practice was widely reviled. Ozzy Osbourne, in fact, even filed suit against AEG over it, saying he was standing up for artists. Artists shouldn't be forced to play one venue if they want to play another. And his representatives now say they will drop the suit if they can confirm that this practice has ended. So, sounds like when it comes to Ozzy Osbourne booking venues, there might just be no more tears. Dave Grohl doesn't very often play most Nirvana songs.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what he's known for, is to kind of back away from that stuff.
Yeah, in fact, Nirvana's song In Bloom, Dave Grohl has only played since Kurt Cobain's death once, and that was when Nirvana were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. So it's a pretty big deal if Dave Grohl gets down behind the kit to play In Bloom or any Nirvana song. And what happened on Saturday in Los Angeles is that he did get behind the drum kit to play In Bloom with Trombone Shorty and the Orleans Avenue.
Wow, I wonder what led up to that. Like, if Trombone Shorty just came up to him and was like, "You know, my favorite Nirvana cut."
It's not the one you would expect to be rearranged, if any Nirvana song. I don't know what Nirvana song you'd be like, "Oh, that one. Totally. Give me some more trombone on that one."
Yeah, give me the New Orleans jazz version of In Bloom. I like it, though.
They reinvented it. And watching Dave Grohl play drums in this song, there is video. You can see it over at thecurrent.org. Reminds you that Kurt Cobain was such a powerful presence. He's the first person you think about when you think about members of Nirvana and the elements of Nirvana's sound. But Dave Grohl is something as a drummer. That is an impressive drum part. That's it for today's music news. You can see that video of Dave Grohl jamming with Trombone Shorty over at thecurrent.org, where you can also read more about all these stories. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagel. We will be back tomorrow with more music news headlines and a report on whatever happens tonight at the Emmys.
And if you're enjoying this podcast, we just please ask you to rate and review it. We would love to hear your thoughts about the Current's music news.